Happy hulking Super Teens Day. There's a lot of storylines as Auburn looks to close out this historic signing class.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. And we are ready to get after it on this first signing day for the Top Button Podcast. Our first time together to celebrate all the additions of these hulking super teens, these four stars, these five stars, this possible historic class that Auburn is looking to get closed today. And we're going to give you all the storylines to be aware of, to be on the lookout for today. Hopefully you're listening to this in the morning and a lot of this isn't old news or wrong by the time you listen to it. So let's jump into it and have some fun. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% deposit bonus in the casino. Give them $100. They're going to give you $300 back on top of it in free play to go have fun with. Win big there. Take it to the sports book. Bet any way you can imagine. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. It's mybookie.ag. Signing days here, faxes and emails and e-signatures and stuff like that will start rolling in as we speak. I think your punter, John Allen McGuire from Thompson High School, is going to be the first one scheduled to roll in, and then you'll have them periodically throughout the day. It's a big day. It's a big day because it becomes sort of official. It becomes binding. The fight, for the most part, is over. I say over. It's never going to be over with the way football is today. You always are going to have to be worrying about the transfer portal and things like that. But a lot of these guys, there's 20-plus guys that plan to enroll early in January. And once you get enrolled, I mean, you're here. It's tough. There's a lot that's got to happen if you choose to go elsewhere. Another thing, you know, SEC commits can't go to another SEC school in the spring portal. So once you get them here, if you can get them early enrolled, you feel good that they're locked in. So you get to kind of take a little bit of a breath for a couple of days and then get ready for the portal. But today's all about the high school kids. Today's all about the hulking super teens. And there's a few storylines to watch for. The first one is, every single year, almost, it seems like there's a guy that comes out of nowhere. If you've been following recruiting for a long time, there's always a guy that's all out there. Doesn't mean Auburn always gets them, but there's a guy out there late that just comes out of nowhere. You're familiar with the name, but if you're an old recruiting guy and you followed recruiting for a long time, you think about guys like D'Angelo Benton, the five-star receiver. Now, he didn't really pan out to his ranking, but I can remember that signing day. And then everybody's like, oh, my gosh, we just got a signature from D'Angelo Benton, five-star receiver from Louisiana. It came out of nowhere. This is one you just like, man, where did that come from? Or you got guys like Alex Kozan, you know, when Auburn had that really big offensive line class in like 2012 or 2013. Guys that ended up playing on that, I mean, playing early and playing a bunch on that SEC championship team in 2013, Alex Kozan kind of coming out of nowhere and then not signing, you know, basically everybody's like, I think he's going to sign with Auburn. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere. He's going to be an Auburn Tiger. And then he delays his signing for forever. There's always some late surprise additions or just surprise stuff like that at the end, where it just makes everything, super riveting. I think about, I had his name on the tip of my tongue. Now it's leaving me. I'll think about it in just a second. But, you know, the Byron Cowart, the number one player in the country, who was committed to Auburn or believed to be committing to Auburn on signing day. And, you know, maybe there was some family drama on he should have gone to Florida, and then the coach holding the signing papers and all the drama. Will he sign? Will he not? And then finally, later in the afternoon, you get the papers. There's always one of those guys. And for the longest time, this recruiting class felt like everything was out in the open. Like it was crystal clear. It's playing out exactly like you think it's going to play out. And then all of a sudden, late last night, just like it always does, a name started to come up that could possibly be a signing day addition. I think it's going to be one to watch, and it could be a very, very interesting and a very, very historic name should it come to fruition. And that's Zion Grady from Enterprise High School, top 10 player in the state of Alabama, another defensive lineman. Who's committed to Ohio State. Auburn had some attrition with Nate Marshall, and I think maybe that freed some stuff up to be able to make a push at Zion. So if Auburn were to be able to land him, why is that historic? That would give you all 10 players in the top 10 players, all of them in the state of Alabama, which I don't think it's ever been done in the modern recruiting era, even by Alabama. I don't think even Alabama has gotten the top 10 players in the state of Alabama. I think it would be something that would be very, very plant your flag type thing, or really send a message that the state of Alabama is important for Auburn. The state of Alabama is always going to be important for Auburn, and you got to be able to win your in-state battles. And I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, this is the transition class and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there was not enough time to make relationships. Well, they had a lot of these guys committed when Saban was not retired. Like there's a lot of these guys that were committed early. There's a lot of momentum going towards this class and towards the in-state class. And I think, you know, Zion Grady is going to be one to watch. Zion Grady is going to be one to really keep your eye on, because I think Auburn has picked up some late momentum here. I talked about it on the barn. I'd caught some wind, and I said, I hadn't been able to confirm it yet, but if it's who I think it is, if this person is who I think it is, as far as, you know, maybe a name that's starting to pop up, I think Auburn could sweep the state of Alabama. So and then obviously as time goes on, then other places started jumping on board as well. Zion Grady, it seems real. It seems like it could, you know, be something that could go down, and I think it'd be good for Auburn. Now, obviously, with the way things are going right now and the money that's flying back and forth, and we'll talk about that in just a second, nothing is impossible. And also, when I say sweep the state of Alabama, that's also including Auburn closing out and flipping Naeem Offord, which, you know, almost everybody in America believes is going to happen, which for whatever reason makes me nervous with no reason to be nervous whatsoever. So it's kind of like Perry Thompson last year. I said I wasn't allowed to cheer for Perry Thompson because I thought he was going to flip, and I was mad at him the night before signing day. And I didn't even really have any good intel to make me think that way. Just had the feeling. And for whatever reason, with all signs pointing to Auburn, for some reason I've been nervous about Naeem Offord. So I'm lumping him in there as also being included in this in-state sweep. But yeah, Zion Grady, that'd be an exciting addition to signing day that kind of, I say, come out of nowhere. His name, I mean, Auburn's had him on campus a bunch. You know, they've definitely been keeping him there, keeping him warm in case they needed to make that push. And with Nate Marshall getting a phone call, basically, and flipping, has not visited Michigan since he's committed to Auburn in August. But hey, with everything that's going on there and the bags they're dropping, and all it took was a phone call. And now he is closer to home too. So like, I can't throw I can't throw too much shade. You know, it's almost his in-state school. Not quite, but close enough. So it makes sense. But that was definitely a big loss. But hey, it offered you a chance to push for Zion. It offers you a chance to be maybe even a little bit more competitive with the package you already have together for Justice Terry. So it could end up being a blessing in disguise, but I think that's one to watch. I think Zion Grady today, I'm very anxious to see. I think if you're listening to this in Central Time Zone, I think his school's announcement ceremony is around 8 o'clock, 8:15, something like that. That's when his teammate Eric Winter signs. So that would be something to watch, definitely. Or we'll know quick. You'll know something early. So hopefully you're listening to this before that happens. Otherwise, it's not going to be a surprise. But anyway, all right, let's move on to, there's also been some surprise losses. Auburn's had some guys on signing day that, leading up to signing day that, hey, you've lost them. And maybe you didn't really see it coming. I think, Nate Marshall flipping was one that, kind of came out of nowhere. That's not on signing day, but it surely there's always guys that you have to worry about. And I think this year's will be, I mentioned it yesterday. This isn't really a surprise though. But Donovan Starr is probably going to be your signing day flip out this year because I think Auburn, let me backtrack really quick. I think Auburn gets Naeem offered. Donovan Starr has said he's going to push his decision off because he didn't say this, but he's going to push his decision off. And the speculation is that he wants to watch and see what happens with Naeem offered. If he goes to Auburn, he's probably going to flip to Alabama. If he goes to Oregon or somewhere else, maybe he reconsiders and he stays locked in. I think Auburn gets Naeem offered. So if that's the case and that's the key to his decision, I don't see why he would wait later. I think that he would, flip out if that makes sense. I don't think he'd wait till Friday, like he said, if he feels like if Naeem offered is the reason that he doesn't want to come to Auburn. If that's the case, that's just a talk. I haven't confirmed that, but that's just kind of the talk around the web, around different folks that are even more connected than me. So if Naeem offered does commit, I don't know that he'll wait. So that could be your flip out. As far as a surprise loss, I don't really see one. I feel like I have my finger close to the pulse of it. I think Deuce is locked in. That's one that would, people worried about something happening late. And then after that, these guys are solid. They're solid. Malik Autry was another one that you may worry about having some thoughts of maybe flipping to Florida with all the momentum they have. He's locked in. He's got his signing day ceremony invitations out in Auburn gear and stuff like that. He's locked in. Jared Smith, that was another one that people were maybe at times worried about. Got confirmation last night, locked in, Auburn. So I don't know that there's going to be the drama going out as there has been maybe some years past. Feels like these guys are pretty locked in, which kind of leads me to my last point. The retention of this class has been pretty incredible. You look around the country. LSU at one point in time had the number one class in the country, and they have been absolutely pillaged. You lose your top player, you lose multiple other players. It's pretty crazy to see what's happened to LSU. Alabama sort of backed into the playoffs. They've got predictions of losing one of their top commitments, to Michigan. Does that happen today? Miami, golly, Miami. Florida has just completely gone in and taken a lot of their top guys. All of these schools, man, that have much better records than Auburn. maybe even a much more brighter pathway to success right now than Auburn. Auburn's pathway is a lot of hope and a lot of prayers, basically. Whereas you have a lot more, you have a lot more proof of concept elsewhere. LSU, that one just kind of blows me away, just because of how you know, how hot Brian Kelly came out the gate. It's just kind of shocking to see. I mean, they did lose three of their last five, I think. But I mean, you're 8-4, and you know, you're not that far away. But yeah, they lost a ton of guys, but yet Auburn's guys for the most part have remained strong. Now, I'm not saying that you haven't had any decommitments. Nate Marshall hurt, Travis Dice hurt, but you hung on to you're hanging on to your quarterback who you had to fight for late. You're hanging on to still a lot of your DB commits that you know, like an Eric Winter. I feel like people forget about him, and he's an SEC player day one. He's a possible starter day one. And Quan Fagan's another one, possible starter day one. This class, man, has layers. This class has depth. That offensive line class, one of the better ones we've signed in over a decade that I can think of. You have to go all the way back to the Alex Kozan class that I was thinking of. I think there may be another one on paper that was better, maybe 2014, 2015. Maybe somewhere around there. I think this class will rival those. I'm excited about a lot of those guys, and we're going to talk to one of them, hopefully, future signee tonight, hopefully, when we go live. And I'll talk about the live just a little bit later. But yeah, the retention has been pretty incredible when you don't really have anything to sell from the season. It's all about vision, all about hopes and plans and future aspirations, and nothing else to show for it. I'm sure there's probably some money there that's involved that's done a really good job as well. They call it the suck tax. The suck tax. If you suck on the field, the price tags go up. So Auburn's probably had to pay quite amount of that this season, but hopefully this class is another foundational piece to help get this thing turned around, moving in the right direction. And then you got to focus your intention. You got to put all your focus on the portal and get those last 8 to 12 pieces to finish this thing out. So we'll see what happens. Y'all enjoy it today. And let's see if we can pull off a surprise. Let's make sure we hold on to everybody and be appreciative. Man, I know that the season is not gone the way it's gone, but man, it's hard to imagine you're recruiting at a level that Auburn's never recruited at, and you're going to be able to stack now three classes of hopefully difference makers on top of each other. This is how you build a winning program. And I understand the issues on the field that got to get corrected, but this is how you do it off the field. So let's see what happens and see if we can close it out strong, pick up some flips, secure some commitments, make sure you don't lose anybody, and maybe throw in a few surprises. So it should be a fun day. We'll be keeping you posted at thebarnauburn.com. You need to sign up right now for $1, and it will get you through signing day. If nothing else, that's worth it. Get you through signing day and then on through basically almost through the whole portal just for $1. So we've had a surge in memberships over the last several days. So get in and have some fun with us. It's a lot of fun, a lot of great conversations, not a lot of riffraff, just nuggets and good conversation. So love for you to be a part of it. We're going to go live tonight. If you're in Central Time, we're going to go live at 7 Central, which gives us plenty of time prior to the game, prior to the tip-off of Auburn-Duke, which I think is at 8 or 8:15. It's me and Taylor Korn, and we're going to go through all the highs and lows of the recruiting class, pick out some of our favorites, some of our under-the-radar guys. We got some superlative awards we're going to give out and just have some fun and then take questions from you, maybe have a couple of signees on. So be on the lookout for that, too. It should go down tonight at 7 o'clock. So If you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure that you hit that alert bell so you know when we go live. And then get in and bring your A game. Let's have some fun. So, guys, I really appreciate it. This has been a fun ride, and we're not stopping anytime soon. So, if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be back every single dadgum day. Can't wait to see how this day plays out, and then we're going to switch gears to the portal and 2026 recruiting. It's already started off with a bang. It's another episode of the Todd Budden Podcast. Stay dadgum buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.